My team is never defensive. It's purely for offense. It's so weird when the bird was so weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most surprise guys we're live podcast.
Oh, shit. Well played, sir. Yeah, well played.
Nice. I just, like, slowly moved my mic over here while you guys were, like, looking down.
Nice. That was good.
Yeah.
I was caught off guard. I had something.
Both of you looked at me like, nah, he's not going to.
Yeah. Like, I was like, sound test?
Sound test.
Yeah. Oh.
We're not even on. That's the best part. This is all been a gag.
No. All right.
Hey,
no.
hey there, Sleepy.
I know. I almost did the thing again where I slept through a podcast.
Martha, I almost did it again. I slept.
That's sorry. It just does your phone not make sound at all anymore?
No.
So how much money did you spend on wacky ringtones?
$7.49.
Luckily, none.
Because Android, you can easily make ringtones.
Yeah.
You can go boop, 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 and you're done.
Problem is, the sound that you get is boop, boop, boop. So
that'd be a great sound. I'd love that to be my text sound. Just boop, boop, boop. Oh, I got a text.
You could make that your sound very easily.
Yeah, I'd probably just record it.
Just record it and put it on your phone.
Boop, boop, boop.
Your phone sounds kind of depressed.
Boop. Boop. I want my husband back. Boop.
Boop, boop.
How are you? How was your week?
Good.
It's good. You want to crack that bad boy open?
Kind of.
Have him feel it flow through your veins. I brought Surge.
Yeah.
Shit's back. Dude, it was... FedEx is such a shitty carrier, man. Like, it was a living hell to get these.
Yeah.
I had to, like, go to, well, one, they misplaced one box and it got shipped to, like, Council Bluffs. So then I had to wait for that to get shipped back to the FedEx store so I could go pick up, like, my last box.
Oh.
It was so fucking shitty.
That sucks.
But it's my bae.
I saw that. That's so funny.
I deliberated on that picture for, like, 20 minutes. I was like, is this funny?
You sound like a white girl. It took me 20 minutes to make this picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that tastes awful.
Yeah, that sucks.
Really?
No, it's good. It's really good.
Nope.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it just...
It tastes like Surge.
Yeah. Which tastes very, very close to Vault. Which I always called Vault like Surge 0.5.
Surge 0.5.
It just wasn't as good as Surge, but it was a good replacement.
Yeah. Yeah. It just tastes like Surge. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got this weird aftertaste. Just this little bit. Like, I don't know.
Like a fruity aftertaste?
Like a soda I haven't had in a while aftertaste. Like
like Slurm?
Like a
I always akin Surge to Slurm.
Maybe we shouldn't all drink it.
Oh, no, I love this. This is a good podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's good.
I have, let's see, after these cans, I still have... I got like 32 cans left still.
Nice. Sounds like it's going to be a fun night.
All of them. Andy's just... You got to like just put me away in an asylum afterwards. It's just like, his brain is 100% Surge.
Speaking of Bay, next week I'll have an Xbox One.
Really? Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you order it?
No, not yet. But
oh, you're gonna like have the funds to get one?
Yeah, I get paid on Friday. So.
Nice. Call of Duty comes out next Monday. I get it. I get it a day early.
No, I'm not gonna be able to get it yet because I have to get back tires because my leaky tire finally gave out.
Oh, that was. I thought you had the silver. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask what was up with the donut. Did it just finally just go?
It won't stay.
shitty. Have you ever tried that, the can of, like, foam that goes in your tire?
Yeah, but it's on the sidewall, and it's...
Oh, okay, if it's sidewall, then that makes sense. All right.
How's your week?
It's been pretty good. It was kind of busy, but good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
This sounds awful, I know, but, like, I had to wake up at, like, 7 two times this week, and...
That doesn't sound awful. I mean, that does sound awful, because 7's way too early.
Yeah. I'd wake up at, like, 7. Like
4:30 Monday through Friday.
I know, but, like, I normally go to bed at, like, 3.
Man, miss those fucking nights. I love staying up late. Oh, my God.
So, like, getting up was awful. I went down to UNO for the first time ever, like actually going down there, and I got lost. And some asshole stole a ride from me because he said he'd help me get to where I needed to go, but then he just took me to where he needed to go and just got out and left.
Oh, really?
I was like, ugh. So here's like the whole situation. So I'm lost. I'm like 5 minutes late to this work thing, and I'm like, I need to get here. So I just stop by some place, and there's some guys. Some bro is walking out of his apartment, rubbing his eye, and eating like a peanut butter toast. And starts walking. I'm like, hey, would you help me get to so-and-so building? And he's like, yeah, I'm actually headed there right now. And I'm like, would you want to get in? He goes, yeah. And he hops in my car, and he goes, we got to go that way. So we drive there. And he's like, could you let me out here? And I'm like, yes. And he goes, oh, the building you need is over there. You need to travel back around this loop and go over. And I'm like, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I ended up having to, like, I saw, like, a line of cars.
What building
was it in? I don't even know. I have no idea.
That was probably a great sound.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, everybody. But yeah, I ended up having to ask like a security guard where this building was, and it was
a white girl.
Nowhere near. I didn't want to walk up to drive up to some white girl. Hey,
I have the sniffles right now, not crack.
I know I'm wearing these pajamas. Would you want to get in my car and have me drive me someplace? You may or may not get out.
I have a belt that awards me things. What do you have?
You better call me sir.
My week's work, nothing, busy.
Nice.
Surge.
Yeah, surge.
I got a TV antenna, so I have like 12 channels I can watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Most of them are shit.
I was going to say, they're all network channels. So.
Yeah. You mean...
two of them are Spanish.
You mean Netflix, right? Is that what you said?
Well, I like TV as like background noise when I'm like cleaning the apartment. I like to have the news on, so there's that one like local news thing that always runs. Oh, yeah, it's porn. I just turn it up in awkwardly loud so that my neighbors have to confront me about it, and I'm like, what?
I live one building away from you, and I've heard that you have a problem.
It sounds like aggressive, hardcore gay sex in there. Yeah.
This is going to be a weird transition, but, apparently there's some article that, like, most straight guys aren't as straight as they say, but because of the anti-gay agenda, straight guys say that they're straight when most of them are not.
Well, let me tell you, I am the straightest man in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah, super, like, 100%. I would never do the sex with a man.
Like, if I came over and just put my hand on your leg, would you freak out?
Probably not, because you're a good friend.
Fuck yes. I don't know, I just thought it was interesting. And then, like, all of these bunch...
I wish you guys were here to just live this moment with me. Just like, ah!
We'll live it later. A bunch of gay guys commented. It was on Facebook. One of my liberal friends shared it. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to ask this.
Yeah.
Do you believe everything on the internet?
No.
I, for one, do.
Yeah. Dude, the internet would never lie to you.
Oh.
Ever.
Well, I don't... You know, I've had this conversation a lot, but I haven't thought of, like, a comeback to this Shitty observation.
It's actually kind of hard to come back to it because people are like, well, you don't know. You're like, yeah, but use some common sense here. Use your article. You're like, President Obama's not going to join ISIS. Come on.
Wait, he's not? Since when?
Fuck no.
Anyways, I just, whenever I see an article like that, I always go, well, what if? Like, that's my first question. Well, I mean, what if that's true? That's really interesting.
That is true. I don't disregard something right away.
What if you could get Ebola from burnt food?
Have you seen that?
No, I just thought of it.
That would be help. That would be something like...
You can use that onion.
You can use that onion. Give us the 50 cents you pay your reporters.
The onion it's got to be a bunch of just witty, like, stoners and alcoholics at the onion that know how to, like, create shit on Photoshop. But it's a good thing, actually. And then when people actually post articles from The Onion, and I'm like, you know, that's The Onion, right?
You done goofed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have done goofed.
That's The Onion. Another weird transition. Do you guys like onions?
Yes, yeah. I do.
I fucking love onions. I could eat onions like
What's
apples.
What's your favorite kind of onion?
Raw.
What? No, no, no. You were merely adopted The Onion.
Yeah.
I was born in The Onion. Green onions or table onions, those are my favorite.
It's really delicious. Onions. Like, I wanted to go live in the universe of Holes because they ran away from the camp and just found a bunch of fucking onions. I was like, I'll dig 30 holes to go get like a life supply of onions on God's thumb. That sounds sweet.
Do they make
Shut up, Andy! Stupid whore.
That's my response to that.
Forgot I had that button.
What else you got? Ah! That's mine.
That was yours. That's mine.
Damn. It sounds like something you'd hear in like a 3DS, like what's the Animal Crossing game? Like you'd bump into someone and, yeah. It's the sound you would hear. Or the sound of like maybe little Link getting punched and smashed. That'd be like a raptor getting surprised, like business.
It's not my birthday,
dude. When you the first time you said business, I think I could have probably pooped myself out.
Business,
hey man, business. Shit, this podcast. Gaming.
Would you like to try anal?
I have surge, but thank you.
I'll try docking.
Okay, let's go to game. We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Have you seen my costume?
No, I haven't seen your costume.
You see it I put it on Snapchat, so maybe.
Snapchat.
Snapped it. It is great.
Oh, wow. You're trying to dress up as a street man.
Seriously. Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Wow. I see that you are Groot.
I am Groot.
4 scores 7 beers ago, bro. Ah! Emancipation. Proclamation. Gaming. What do we have?
I'm going to be honest, since I did sleep in right up until the podcast started.
Well, I got some gaming news that we can talk about.
Well, I was going to say, I haven't read any of these. Oh. So, you know, this wall of text right here about Bungie patching Destiny. Basically, Bungie's patching Destiny. Like crazy.
Well, yeah, it's a big-ass game. MMO style, and look how big MMOs patch all the time. So
yeah, but I think the point here is like they're patching out the way gamers naturally play or something stupid like that.
Okay. I don't own Destiny and probably won't.
I'll tell you what's had me rock hard for like a week and a half. it's the Master Chief Collection.
Hold on, I gotta write this down.
Why?
Why?
Well, I'm just
Andy. It's Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And 4.
All in 1080p, 60 FPS.
FPS.
All the multiplayers.
Players.
I know that's like
all the campaigns.
Like I understand campaigns. This, but
playlists
lists.
Where you can switch between each game. Not only that, but campaign playlists where you can play like all the vehicle missions or all the flood missions.
Missions.
Or just the campaigns in general.
General.
Dude, that
Andy.
That 20 gig patch is just gonna suck ass.
I found out exactly like
I know it's additional content. Yeah, and all that, I found, but
that's interesting that
that it, just sucks.
It's like it supplements the disc because it's too much for one disc.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Too much for a Blu-ray disc, which makes sense, but at the same time I was like
yeah, I mean it is four games.
Yeah.
Plus all the multiplayer.
I heard an interview with
Oh, I forgot to mention, and the Halo 2 anniversary playlists, which is an updated Halo 2.
Two. I heard a interview with Phil Spence, isn't that? I think that's his name, like the head of my Xbox.
Phil
or whatever.
Spencer.
Thank you,
yep.
Head of Xbox. Debra. And yep. He was like, "Yeah, Halo Master Chief Edition was supposed to just be Halo 2 anniversary." And then the team came back and was like, hey, we got all this shit too. so they had like, the question was on like, why isn't he doing a bundle with the Master Chief Collection? And he was like, well, it was only supposed to be Halo 2 Anniversary Edition. But then the Master Chief Collection was born out of it because it's huge. And we had already decided that it wasn't going to get one. So we just stuck by our guns.
Nice.
So, here's something that I'm just curious about. So, the Halo 5 beta comes with Master Chief Collection.
See.
Now, 343 is doing Halo 5 and this.
See.
Are they stretching themselves, like, thin, dude? Because they're going to have to keep up on that game. I mean, like...
No.
I understand the game's probably, like... not all fixed out because they're just updating things, but like that's a lot. Like launching a new game's a big thing.
When's Halo 5 coming out?
Next year.
Okay. I think they have plenty of time. I think if it was coming out at the same time, it might be stretched.
Like, I mean, I understand that they probably have two teams, like that and that, but
they have 343 teams.
I don't think it's probably any harder than working on, you know, the next Battlefield every year or something.
That's true. I guess I know Halo is a huge thing.
Especially when you consider the Master Chief Collection, you probably already kind of had a lot of it made.
Yeah.
You just had to make it look nice.
That's something I still don't understand in games, how they upgrade everything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I understand they have the assets and they probably just have to like, but I don't understand.
My guess is that maybe it already looked great to begin with, but they had to downscale it.
Maybe like I know that you have the times you have to compress,
right?
Compress the textures and everything. So maybe this is just the uncompressed textures.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I can't wait to play fucking Halo 1 online because we were never able to do that before. Halo
that,
1 was before
that
Xbox
be
Live.
Cool.
I saw your post.
What?
About playing Halo online. Yeah.
Oh my god! Last night. Last night, I was like, all right, I'll dust off the old Halo 4, so I pick up Halo 4 and go, and then blow the dust off it, and then put it in my Xbox, and I go to play.
Did you have to update?
No.
Oh, nice.
I had
everybody's working on the new games.
Had to update. I played Big Team Battle, and then literally, I get in the lobby, and I hear, like, shitty music playing through someone's fucking microphone. And I'm like, oh my god.
Do you believe in love after love?
I'm like, literally nothing has changed.
I forget that my PlayStation I has microphones on it. And so the PS4 supplements that for a headset. So I don't know how many conversations people in Battlefield 4 have like heard me just fucking talk to Camilla.
No, Camilla, you do the fucking dishes. I'm playing a game.
Oh, hey, babe. How was your day at work?
Not now!
Not working.
What?
That's not a real-life thing. That's just an example.
No, there's a garage door.
Well, thank you again.
Fourth guest.
Yeah.
That chair just slides back. It's like, hey, guys. Oh, we did something.
Speaking of Phil Spencer, he says Gears of War is going to return to its roots.
So, the original developers?
They didn't really change developers, did they?
Yeah, they did. The last one after the the trilogy Judgment. Was People Can Fly. The dudes who made Bulletstorm. Mm.
I thought Gears of War Judgment was really good.
See, I heard a lot of good, but yeah, I was like,
say, it's epic? Often considered the black sheep of the series. Fuck that. It was fun. I had a lot of fun with Judgment. Gears fans heavily criticized the game and call it the weakest of the series. We're on Gears 2. Were you part of Plan B?
Yeah! Yes! Right? Yes, because it was like me, you, Tom, Steph, and those guys we would play. I don't remember it, but I know the plans.
I remember it was on Blood Drive. And it was... It was everyone would stay in the spawn zone, and one person would run across to the little room across the way there, and then like they would run up and like go into the spawn zone.
Was that the one where the stairs would come up, and then there's a room on each side? Yup.
And then the person would come out of that room, and they kind of block them in.
Yeah, that was fun. Or we'd be on each side, and just from the cover, just pop out and just fucking rape them. Dude, Gears 2 was boss. I never played 3, though.
Plan B. I played a little bit of 3.
I played Gears 1, and then, at, like, a friend's house, and then I, GameStop or Gamers had this, like, 5 for $5 deal, $5 for 5 games each, or whatever, or 5 games, $5 each, that'd be a better way to put that, and it was one of the games that I got, and then, like, I didn't play it. So,
yeah. Every once in a blue moon, I kind of... Like, when I had the Xbox and the PS3, I was kind of like, I wish I would have sold the 3.
Oh, yeah?
At times.
At times.
It's fine now.
Whatever.
I like my PlayStation family. Which, I don't know how it happened, but when I broke out the PS2 and hooked it all up and everything, when I popped out the disc tray for the first time, the disc inside was, like, dusty as fuck. Huh. Yeah. The thing's been shut forever.
Dust has got inside of the disc. It's probably inside of the rest of it, too.
But it works perfectly fine.
For now.
Yeah. I'll clean it out. I've taken it apart so many times because I modded it.
Nice. Man, I can't wait for my Xbox One. Fuck. Well, here's the thing, though.
Wait, are you going to get the one that comes with the Kinect?
Yeah. What, you want to see me fab on screen,
Tan? No, I want to play Just Dance.
So, something funny about that. So, I decided, like, I want to get it, like, right when I get paid. You know, like, well, not right
you
when
You want
I get
it
paid.
That day?
Not necessarily that day, but I mean, like, I'm off the next day. So, I'll just, that Saturday, go get it. Well, here's the thing. I could go to Best Buy and get it, and with sales tax, it'd be like $5.34 or something like that. But Amazon doesn't charge sales tax. $34 is a significant amount to save.
Yeah.
Also, Amazon isn't offering just the straight up, or not through them at least, the straight up Xbox with Kinect. You can either get the Xbox without Kinect or bundles.
Get a bundle.
Well, here's the thing. All the other bundles, you know, are more expensive, except the Assassin's Creed bundle, which comes with Assassin's Creed Unity, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, and the latest Just Dance game.
Can we live stream Just Dance?
Yeah. We could.
No. Can we live stream Just Dance?
Yeah, you give me big enough space, I'll dance. We can stream that, yeah.
Get some wine coolers and test that, that Facebook article.
Xbox does Twitch. Fantastic. They were the first ones to do Twitch.
Fantastic. That wasn't, is it possible? It was, do we have three souls willing?
Oh, yeah, I'll dance.
Fantastic. You can dance if you want to.
Is that fucking on there?
I don't know.
You can leave your friends behind.
What is it, 2014?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's the year.
No. What game. Year is it?
I don't know what it's called. The latest Just Dance game.
I think that's exactly it.
Just Dance.
Okay. So while you're looking up that, let's go into technology news.
No, Super Smash Brothers!
Oh, Jesus Christ. What could you possibly have more to say?
The new Wii U Direct came out.
Yeah.
50 things you need to know about Smash Brothers.
Oh. I saw that video. It was kind of boring.
Do you just not want to talk about it? Because we don't have to. I'll cry during technology.
No, go ahead.
You can have eight people smashing at the same time.
That was interesting. Yeah, you can have
eight.
How do they accomplish that?
Well, they instead of taking four people, they take another four.
No, but on the Wii U, how did they accomplish that?
And they put them all in one map. Shut up.
And they even made the maps bigger so that it could do that, because Battlefield with eight people would be just a big clusterfuck. And that's not a candy bar. Filled with nougat and fuck.
Yeah, they made like Final Destination or Battlefield or something bigger.
Yeah. And they're
and
like.
There's also other big ass maps.
Could you imagine Hyrule Temple with eight people? So, like, you get to use all of the map all the time. There's always something going on.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Anyways, the way they accomplish it is you have the normal controllers, and you can use your 3DS as a controller.
Oh. That's pretty nifty.
Yeah. You can use your 3DS as a controller. Mewtwo's been announced.
Yeah, I saw that. That's replacing Lucario, right?
No. Oh, no. And it's going to be DLC.
It'll be free if you have the DS version and the Wii U version.
Correct.
But you can still pay for it, right, if you have there's the Wii U version?
They did not say.
God, you should know. I hope so. I want Mewtwo.
Was you about to say you should know? They no, didn't tell me. They didn't call me specifically, Matt.
No, I was going to say they should.
Oh, they totally should. But yeah. what this really means is that there's a chance for more DLC characters.
Yes.
Like... That's so exciting. That's so exciting.
Like Ridley, finally.
Ridley's going to be a stage hazard.
I saw that, so yeah. And could fight on your side.
Yeah. Ugh. Exciting.
They seem to be going really all out for this one. Maybe it's just because the Wii U gave them a lot more power.
You can have two stages to fight on. I think this, besides the eight players, this is my favorite part. So in some stages, there's a near ground and a foreground. So you can take and you can... battle on the near ground and then hit like the example is a Donkey Kong stage. You hit a barrel and you shoot back into the background and you're on a stage back there fighting, and then you can hit another barrel and then come back. So, oh no, this is too much. I'm going to zoom back there and
get my
bearings and then come back. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the stages look fantastic. There's a stage creator, which is really fantastic. Because you use the Wii U pad, and you get to draw everything. You draw your stage.
Can you share your stages?
They're going to have that available later. Yeah,
it's gonna be like GTA Heist. It's coming, I swear.
I think they already have an announcement date. So not like a date, but like a time of year. I don't know if that. I'm
still waiting for GameStop to do like the trade in your old GTA and get this one for cheaper. Because if they don't.
The one thing that I'm a little upset about...
They should, because when... Like, I know when Stefan got it, they were advertising that.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, whenever it comes out for the next gen, you can trade it in.
That's cool.
Check that out.
The one thing, and last thing about Smash Bros., one thing like that kind of upset me is in that whole like 50-plus announcements, they didn't say anything about a Wii U bundle, which is dumb on their part because they need to sell Wii Us.
Oh, bundling with the Wii U?
Yeah. I would be all over that.
Right. I was going to say, I did get the one bundle they're offering, which is bundling it with a controller.
Yeah. That's...
Huh.
I'm starting to think, I wonder if I should get another GameCube controller in case someone wants to play.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, I bet they can find them cheap online. Or they've maintained their price because of the compatibility.
But at the same time, I would also have a gamepad and a pro controller.
Yeah.
Or you could just go to Gamers. I bet they might be selling. Oh, they might be onto it too.
Yeah. I got a off-brand GameCube controller for like $20. So I mean,
here's your second player controller.
I destroyed that controller, but I play Smash a lot.
How much is a lot?
I have Let's see, this week alone, just on Project M, I've played about 8 hours. And then on the 3DS version, I've probably played four.
What? You can get four GameCube controllers for $30.
Are you shit?
That's
Are they like actual ones? Like they have like the Nintendo logo on the front?
It does not look like it.
Okay.
But for $30,
yeah, $30, that's a deal.
In fact, actually, I did do that. I got three off-brand PS2 controllers for like $10 or something, and they work great. except their vibration is ridiculous. It's like a fucking earthquake every time. It's like, oh, I'm gonna
Dude, the PS2 DualShocks, they were powerful too. I wonder if it was because they were plugged in, they could do that. Like,
yeah.
More powerful.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, hey, an official GameCube controller for $20.
That's not bad. The GameCube controllers all the pro Smash players get is like this white one with like a really long cord. I don't know what that means, but
I need to get one more PS4 controller. That'll be happy.
I've had my GameCube controller since my original GameCube.
I have the original PS1 DualShock, or not DualShock, just the original PS1 controller with no sticks. It's so fucking weird holding it.
I have one with no sticks and one with sticks. Yep. Yeah.
But it's so fucking weird holding it. You're like, what do I do with my thumbs?
I've killed two other GameCube controllers in that time.
Killed from use or rage?
Use. Okay. I don't actually rage at games. Like, it's very... The only game I've ever raged at was Dark Souls, but because I didn't spend enough time on it.
That fucking rage-inducing anyways. I bought it, played it for 2 days, and sold the GameStop. I was like, nope.
I feel like...
Because everyone was hyping it at Panera. They're like, the game's fucking awesome. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll go out and get it.
I wasn't in the right mindset to play it at the time. Somebody described it to me and was like, oh, this is a really, really good game. You're going to get a little mad, but it's really good. Well, I got a lot mad because the game's dumb.
It's the game's fault.
Yeah. Obviously. I think if the game had been pre-framed a little better for me, I would have enjoyed it more.
It didn't help. It didn't have a big look. It didn't tutorialize you. It just fucking just threw you in there. But I stopped. I guess after high school, when I got out of high school for some reason, I like mellowed out with gaming. I've never broke a controller. I broke the 6-axis in my first PS3 controller though. Like dislodged it inside the controller because you can hear it fumbling around. But I was what? Hmm? What'd you say?
I said, what a faggot.
But I remember doing it. I was playing when Resistance first came out. There was one other kid at Millard South that had a PS3, and that was like the only game for it. I was like, dude, let's fucking play. And the motherfucker kept using a rocket launcher, and I would just hear him laugh in my earpiece. I was like, you motherfucker. So I started using the rocket launcher back at him, and this kid freaked the fuck out, but he won by one kill, and I was like, god damn it, and just... through it. It was so intense. But yeah, at school, I was like, you're such a bitch. Technology news.
Technology.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Big and mighty. No one cares, old man. It's time for technology Search news with 3-hit combo.
Alright, so I don't really have any technology news, but I do have entertainment news. And
I like entertainment.
Economic news.
Ooh.
No, I can get down on some different news. Let's do this.
Right, so first
we
up...
We have to do a different drop. Quick.
Wow!
Improv.
Alright, so first up, how much a bottle of whiskey costs in every state?
I saw that art. I didn't click on it, but yeah, it looked interesting.
So Nebraska is roughly middle of the pack here. At $23.99 a bottle.
Why would you care about Nebraska in particular?
I do have this. yes, just across the river in Iowa. Ooh, the other way. Iowa. $28.99.
All right. Do Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Then we'll do the highest and lowest.
Minnesota, $19.99.
Oh, damn. That's cheap.
What do you think's the highest, Andy, since Matt's looking at the list?
All right, I just want one hint. Is it West Coast, East Coast, or...
Right, give us a region.
Midwest.
West Coast is the highest.
West Coast is the highest. I'm going to say California, then, because California... California, that's mine.
California.
I was going to say Rhode Island, but just to be funny. let's go with Washington.
Okay.
That was my second guess.
I mean, you guys didn't think far enough West Coast.
Alaska?
Oh. Alaska is the highest at $35 a bottle.
I mean, it makes sense. You know, it keeps you warm.
All right, lowest.
Lowest? region.
Alabama.
It is in the West. I wouldn't say West Coast, though.
It's in the West.
Is it Nevada?
Idaho?
I'm guessing Idaho.
New Mexico.
Oh.
At $15.99 a bottle.
Damn, that's cheap. Shit.
Basically,
because all that—that's all they got to do now.
In New Mexico, well, Alaska was the highest, so
yeah. But that's because they know they're like, we can upcharge the shit out of them.
All you can do in Alaska is drink and procreate, and that's why Tam's on the planet.
Price gouge.
So in New Mexico, you can get two bottles of whiskey.
That's my mother.
Jack Daniel's specifically, for less than you could buy one.
Weird, crazy fact about Jack Daniels. So in the town that Jack Daniels is from, they erected a statue of him. And he is like this tiny, tiny man. And they actually had to make his feet larger than him because he wouldn't stand up because of how small his feet were. His feet wouldn't balance him.
If you want to know, Sam, Alabama is tied with Nebraska at $23.99.
Good job, State.
Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, and Alabama all tied at $23.99. Nice.
All right, what's the economic thing then?
That was it. Oh. Because it had to do with prices and how much you can buy something for. What's
the other article? You fucking idiot.
Avengers 2 trailer.
So good!
Oh my god.
Dude, James Spader voice in Ultron. So fucking evil.
I will say that trailer was an entire night this week. That was my night.
I watched it like four times before I came here today. I was eating dinner. I was eating lunch, and I'm like, I'm gonna watch the Avengers trailer.
You guys got nothing on one of my friends at work.
Really?
He would watch it at lunch. He watched it like 10 times, and then every time he went to the bathroom, he'd watch it like 3 times. He would watch it while on the phones below his desk. He watched it seriously probably like 200 times.
So I guess the question is, why? Is he trying to catch? Oh, there's a little thing in the very back of this one scene.
I do not know.
Maybe that's what he's trying to do.
Captain America's finally going to hook up with that girl from Avengers 1, the one from the cafe.
You can totally see the right side of her face here.
I think she was on one of the deleted scenes from Winter Soldier. Was that same cafe girl. Nice. Yeah. Which would be kind of cool.
Favorite part of the trailer?
Hulkbuster.
Yep.
What about yours, Sam?
I think it's a tie.
No, I take that back. When Ultron's first walking up to the Avengers.
Was all busted up and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what I was going
to
say.
I'm trying to figure out if that's like afterwards or...
Oh, it's totally before.
Before?
Yeah, totally.
But I'm trying to figure out what the fuck does Ultron do because to get like that. Because I mean... He's in a room with all the fucking Avengers, and he's just beat to shit.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Tony Stark makes it. Ultron's doing a good job. He's making all this other stuff, or he hasn't made anything. He's just doing this all by himself. And then he does something wrong, and Tony destroys him. Tony calls for backup, or like Ultron does something, and everybody's there, and then Ultron goes, "No. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm better than this." And then walks out. And it's like,
when they finally show him at the end, I was just like, oh my God, goosebumps.
I don't know. I wanted him to be a little bit more robotic than Android. I don't know. I wasn't in love with the eyes. I think that might have been it. I think if the eyes were just the lights, I think I would have been way more happier. But he had like pupils and it was weird. I'm not saying I'm not going to go see the movie because of his weird fucking eyes.
It's going to be so.
Yeah, like I'm totally cool with the mandible dropping and all. I'm totally fine with that, but I don't know. The eyes just bothered me.
You know what was missing from the trailer? Can you pick it out? What was missing from the trailer that's supposed to be in the movie?
Agent Coulson.
Agent Coulson.
I know this. It's the last person.
Vision?
Vision.
Well, there was also the first teaser.
It wasn't a legit trailer.
It was legit.
It was amazingly legit.
Teaser trailer.
It was leaked and then released.
Did you see Marvel's reaction to it on Twitter?
Yeah, they released a trailer.
No. Their Twitter.
I didn't see that.
It was like, "Damn it, Hydra." It's like, well played marketing. But yeah, I just like that they were like, next week or right now.
God. So that's going to be awesome. May 1st of next year.
May 1st.
That movie's going to make so much goddamn money.
I'm going to get arrested for jacking off in a theater again.
Again. Oh, Tony Stark just transformed.
They can't arrest you if everyone's doing it.
Everybody from jacking off.
Quick, yeah. The cops are coming. Come on.
I'm stuck to the floor.
It's just like a Scooby-Doo thing. They're just falling all over each other, just trying to get up the stairs.
You guys took this in a hilarious route. I was saying everybody in that theater killed a cop, and we were all on trial. That's where I was going.
Yeah, I thought we were going to use semen as defense mechanisms.
My semen's never defensive. It's purely for offense.
You one of those guys that just runs at chicks in public and do it and then run away?
I make them come to me.
All right, so let's move on to news.
All right. Yeah, you move on to news.
He's aggressive.
Time for the main event. It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
I won't stop till I'm done.
No.
Accused drug dealer Barnabas Davis apparently was hoping to stand out from his competition by capitalizing on global paranoia. When police in Toms River, New Jersey arrested Davis on Monday, they allegedly discovered 633 wax folds of heroin, as well as trademark stamps that marked the packets with the brand name Ebola.
Oh my god.
I was hoping this is the direction it was going, and I'm glad it went there.
The Ebola-branded heroin doesn't actually contain the deadly virus. It's just a way for customers to ask for a specific type of heroin.
I hate the world because that needed to be said.
Man, that's dumb. Fuck. I got nothing else for that.
Yeah.
That's just fucking stupid.
They said, quote, "Different dealers have different potencies and products. Many times they are labeled with catchy phrases. In the past, we've had Bin Laden, Hello Kitty, DOA, Twin Towers, 9/11, Gumball Pow."
I've been offered Hello Kitty before.
Have you really?
Yes. I was at fucking
concert. So how was it?
I didn't take it because I was like, what is it? And they're like, heroin. I'm like, nope. Nope.
On the record, have you ever done anything crazy hard?
No. My parents always say this. Mushrooms. And a buddy threw a fucking blanket on me, and I went spelunking for like 2 hours. It was fan-fucking-tastic. They were like, dude, you were cave crawling. So,
Have you ever done anything crazy?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not crazy enough.
And I did it once, and that was it. I was like, once it is. Like, that's kind of my thing with life. If it doesn't like detrimentally harm me in any way, then I'll try everything once.
Except for gay sex.
Right.
It did harm his butt. He's still.
Gotta get that traffic cone out of there.
Of all the items, you picked a traffic cone?
Explain.
I don't know. Okay.
Give me visual aids.
I will explain. Do you remember the crafts that worked at Panera? It was like Michael and Nicole.
Yes.
Yeah, brother and sister. One of them was really fucking gay.
Just because I'm from Alabama, I'm really into the story now.
Go on. Okay. And anyways, he used to do a lot of heroin and go to like gay parties and orgies and shit. And one time he's telling me about a story where he saw a guy like do like a shitload of heroin and then turn around and shove a traffic cone up his ass because he just couldn't feel it. And he said he got it like 3/4 of the way up there.
Shit.
Like, this guy had the most interesting fucking stories that I almost wanted to like start writing these down. Because he would just tell me some of the most fucked up stories I've ever heard. And he would just walk away like nothing happened afterwards. He's like, all right, see ya. And then just walk off and work. I'm like, what? What?
Not to make this all political, but I don't get the attraction of drugs. I just don't get it.
Well, not everybody has to fucking meditate for 100 days.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
All right, not everyone can just do that.
That's 6 days away, and I'm so afraid.
When does it start?
November 1st.
Okay. And then you'll end on
100 days from then. I'm not going to put a timer on my phone until I start.
Oh, God. You get a countdown app?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, the app should alert you every day. One more day closer to fapping.
You can bust that load in 94 days.
Have you guys heard about the band Corn Nuts radio commercial from back in like 1991?
No.
The advertisement is bust a nut. It's a 30-minute or a 30-second advertisement about going in your room, busting a nut. They're delicious and hard. For some reason, they had to say that the nuts were hard. It's great.
That's awesome. Bust a nut.
If you wanted to play it, you'd have to type it probably bust a nut in YouTube.
Oh, don't do that. Don't look that up.
I'm trying to find out exactly what's 100 days from November 1st.
Would you Google search? It's 100 days from November 1st.
What's 100 days from November 1st?
And Google didn't tell you?
No.
Really?
Brought up a bunch of indie bands.
sent me to some shitty day calculator website where I didn't even bother because it's a dumbass website.
Dude, sometimes those dumbass shitty ones like super easy converters are the best things in the world. You gotta get past the ad blocks, but...
A Georgia man is back behind bars after mistakenly sending a request for marijuana to the worst person imaginable.
A cop. The president. The Pope.
Honestly, if it was sent to the president or the Pope, they'd probably be like, I'm not gonna do shit about that.
Deal with this world crisis.
His stepmother.
No, he texted, "You have some weed?" question mark to his probation officer.
Oh, that sucks. I bet he was so pissed the moment he just hit send.
If he was just like, "Sorry, that was for someone else."
he should have just responded with JK.
JK. Steven stole my phone.
In response to the text, law enforcement raided his residence where they found cocaine.
Hey man, you want some weed? This cocaine's really boring.
Have you guys seen 21 Jump Street?
Yes. Have you seen 22?
Yes.
It's better than the first.
It was.
Yeah, it's one of those rare occasions.
You excited for 23 Jump Street?
I know, aren't they? They're actually making it.
I believe they are. Yeah. But the joke about 23
Jump Street, 22 was hilarious. My favorite was the scuba diving one. I don't know why.
Yeah, there was a martial art one, which was really funny.
29 Jump Street.
What else? They're replacing. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Have you not seen this movie?
No.
Oh, you have to stay for the credits. So they make fun of the fact that there wasn't supposed to be a 22 Jump Street. Mm-hmm. And they at the very end of the movie, they're throwing out a bunch of different movie posters for 23 Jump Street, 24 Jump Street, 25, 26. Yeah, it was like 30 to 40 Jump Street.
Nice.
And they kept changing what the deal was. Like, you had a scuba diving school. You had a martial arts school. You had going to a horse ranching school. They were changing up actors and then bringing them back. Like, Seth Rogen, like, replaced. so funny.
Not Channing Tatum, the other bro.
The one that's not handsome.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, yeah. Seth Rogen replaced him, and then, like, the next one, Jonah Hill was back. And he's like, oh, no, not contract disputes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was one of those
funny fucking movies.
It was one of those rare occasions where the second is better than the first.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really well done. And the chick from Workaholics, Pam, is in it. So
sweet.
God, I want this. I want to see it again now.
Well, guys, that will do it for this episode of 3Hit Combo Podcast.
All right.
Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC, but to be honest, no one ever uses it, so don't bother. search for us on YouTube, 3Hit Combo Podcast, and email us at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The book.